How are things going in Afghanistan?
Oh, well, they're going. It stays busy. Mm-hmm. Busy makes the day go by faster, which makes my time shorter to come home.
How much time do you have left?
I actually have 4 months left before I'm due to come home, but I come home on leave in 2 weeks.
Okay. I'm sure you're excited about that.
Oh, I am ecstatic.
Well, you had talked a little bit about your, you gave me some notes about the some of your leadership styles and things like that as a non-commissioned mm-hmm. officer in charge. How would you describe your leadership style?
Let me think, how can I put this? I'm one of those, I'm stern but fair.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in, yes, unless it absolutely is just impossible to do. Mm-hmm. I believe in pleasing everyone because basically what we do, we're customer service pretty much.
Yeah.
And we are out to service. I mean, our customers consist of all the task force that we support. Mm-hmm. Everybody help each other. So if impossible, then the answer is, you know, no. I hate to give a no answer, mm-hmm. but outside of that, the answer is yes. And I believe in helping everybody to the best of our ability and taking care of my soldiers. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those, how can I put it? I try to be an example for my
sure.
soldiers. I want them to be that sergeant that they say they want to be like.
Yeah.
That's how I pretty much describe myself.
Okay. So doing whatever it takes to try to get that yes answer. When possible.
Exactly. Yes.
You enlisted at a very young age. Do any of the soldiers that you work with, do they remind you of yourself?
You know what? I have this one soldier, PFC Sword Out. She's the baby in the family. She's 19 mm-hmm. years old, and she's more verbal
yeah.
than I was when I came in. I was one of those that, you know, you say jump, I say how high. I was timid and mm-hmm. I was shy. But as I matured, I want to say in my early 20s is when I got to be like her.
Mm-hmm.
And she pretty much reminds me of myself, you know, around that age bracket of my younger 20s.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the soldiers that come in now, because it's pretty much, it's kind of a new army. It's not, you know, the beat them down and build them up army like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of the soldiers that we take in, we get to sit, you know, side by side and mentor, and I help build them emotionally, not mm-hmm. just, you know, physically, but emotionally, mentally, and we just have to provide that strong mentorship for them. But as far as them reminding me of me, I'd have to say she's the one.
Mm-hmm.
PFD Sport Out is the one.
So your, I guess, natural personality is kind of shy and timid, right? But then you have
to... It used to be.
But then you kind of have to find a way to get around that.
Exactly. The military created a more verbal, stronger me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where were your previous deployments?
My first deployment, I was in Kuwait. I was at Camp Arif John, in between Camp Arif John, Camp Virginia, Camp Buring. Mm-hmm. That's all in Kuwait.
Okay.
My second deployment, I was in Kabul, Afghanistan, mm-hmm. on Camp Eggers. And my third deployment is here on Bagram.
All right. So you've been in Afghanistan before.
Yes. This is my second time in Afghanistan.
Is this a different part of the country? Does it look different from your second deployment?
It really does, because my second deployment, Kabul is the capital of Afghanistan, and that's pretty much the city portion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was. I was in the city. I was in the heart of mm-hmm. Afghanistan. This time I am, and I mean, I was surrounded by mountains then, but it was more metropolitan,
mm-hmm. sure.
you know, more metropolitan looking. This time I'm definitely sitting in a mountain bowl of desert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a huge difference. I'm capturing all the sandstorms. I get my feel of those
mm-hmm.
every day. I can honestly say the scene is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I could really look at the mountains as opposed to my second deployment. You know, we had the buildings and all the other structures,
sure,
you know, kind of blocking. But this time, you know, you really get to see Afghanistan, the countryside, for what it is.
What's the temperature like?
Well, here, and it's funny because Kabul is right over the mountains, and it's like, I want to say, by plane, about a good 25 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was in Kabul on my second deployment, we felt the heat. We didn't get it like we're getting it in Bagram. Bagram here is really windy. We have like 125 days of wind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the temperature usually goes between 80, 85 degrees without the wind,
mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. But with the wind, it drops down into the 70s. It gets a bit chilly.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a huge difference when I come home on leave as opposed to what I'm experiencing now. It's definitely nothing like Georgia.
Well, it is definitely warming up here, I can tell you that. So.
Yeah.
Tell me about the role your troops and their equipment play in the war. What, y'all are with the communications group?
Yes, we are Signal Communications Group, and we support the warfighters that actually go outside the wire as mm-hmm. far as making sure we have proper comms.
Mm-hmm.
We basically control the network and make sure the signal, we have good signal flow.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a extremely important job.
Oh, very, very. Everybody pretty much needs everybody. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we say everybody. The best person to be friends with within the military are your signaliers,
mm-hmm.
your cooks, your finance people.
Yeah.
But you know, say we play a very important factor, a very important role.
Is it a challenge to get that communication network set up in such a rural area? Or when they're going out to?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, actually. We have a couple of FOBs outside of us. I mean, we're the main post here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, naturally over the years, it has been set up, and we maintain that communications. But we have a couple of FOBs outside that we're standing up, and being in those rural areas,
mm-hmm.
it is very difficult. I mean, getting the equipment where it needs to be, making sure, you know, we're able to get that satellite connection. It's kind of complicated, but in the end, you know, we always prevail.
So in a sense, y'all are almost like the IT guys, except y'all are wearing body armor.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we are.
let me see my questions. What are some of the dangers that you face in Afghanistan?
Well, actually, this deployment, I mean, and I'm grateful, I'm considered a FOBET, so we don't get to actually go outside the wire.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, it's just the common things that people, well, that we face over here being
mm-hmm.
in this environment. I mean, how can I put it? We do get our what they call indirect fire
mm-hmm.
Attacks. But it's just a matter of, thank God, I mean, the way they set up the post,
mm-hmm.
you know, it pretty much hit on the outskirts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that's just, you know, we have our precautionaries that we take on a daily basis to
sure.
Protect ourselves against those.
Well, there's also been other incidences of attacks coming from within, so I guess you have
yes.
to be on guard for that.
We have to keep our heads up, yes. Yeah.
What's a good day in Afghanistan? What's a good day for you? At work?
A good day in Afghanistan for me, basically, no winds, no dirt storms.
Mm-hmm.
the weather is pretty much pleasant, like it was today.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it when we have, you know, people out on TDY missions. You know, it makes for a quieter office.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have as much traffic running through. And goodness gracious, just being able to come in, go to work,
mm-hmm.
perform your work, and, you know, go home on time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good day for me.
I think that's a good day for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Tell me about the mood among the troops when y'all heard about Bin Laden's death.
Oh, wow. I mean, we had a lot of troops that were very excited to hear
mm-hmm.
of him being deceased. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I mean, it came on the news. We watched. We spoke about it briefly, and then, mm-hmm. you know, we moved on over here.
Yeah. So it was a small highlight then, but then it was like back to work kind of moment.
Exactly. Absolutely.
What do you miss about home?
Everything. I miss everything from, I miss my kids, I miss their smiles, I miss mm-hmm. the food. I'm going to be real with you, I even miss the smell of Augusta.
Yeah.
You know how even the plant, when the wind blows in the wrong mm-hmm. direction, you
can't. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, I even miss that. That smells a whole lot better than it mm-hmm. smells over here. But I miss absolutely everything, and I can't wait to get back to it. I miss the green grass. We really don't have any grass over here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I just miss it all. I miss the, pretty much, you know, too, the freedom, being able to, you know, hey, I'm going home, and then I'm going to the mall. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to, you know, take my kids out to, you know, we're going to lunch at, to give me a spot, Chili's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just to be able to get up and go, you know. Here also, I mean, we have limited transportation, so
mm-hmm.
naturally everywhere we go we're walking. So
yeah.
By the time I get home, I should be the size I want to be.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, just being able to hop in your car and take off and go on a road trip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You miss
that's
the little
something
things.
A lot of people, I guess, take for granted.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Talking about your family, how many kids do you have?
I have two beautiful daughters, one 15-year-old and one 13-year-old,
mm-hmm.
Mia, Isabella, and Penelope. Mm-hmm. They are the light of my life. My oldest, she just made the competition squad at ARC,
mm-hmm.
so she's excited about that. I'm excited. My baby girl graduated today's grade, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my little hillion.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, those are my babies.
Your oldest is the JROTC?
No, she's at ARC, Richmond Academy.
Uh-huh.
She's on the cheer squad, the competition
cheer squad.
Cheer
okay.
squad. Mm-hmm. And
right.
she's in the band.
Now, who's watching them while you're in Afghanistan?
My lovely mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's also in the service, but she, you know, she has her full plate, but she's taking on my challenging teams for me
mm-hmm.
While I'm here. Cheryl Adams. She works out at Eisenhower on
okay.
Fort Gordon.
All right. How often are you able to talk with them?
Oh, wow. Well, before, I was only really able to talk to them only on weekends because
mm-hmm.
of, you know, the work, our work schedule, and then
mm-hmm.
the way, you know, the kids were in school, so, you know, in the time conflict, so while
right.
I'm up, they're asleep, and then while they're asleep, I'm up, so,
mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, I just got lost in my thoughts, but yeah, that's why it was only on the weekends at first, but now that school is let out, I'm able to talk to them almost every day.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure they're really excited about having you coming home.
Oh, they are excited. When I don't get to talk to them, we're emailing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're emailing back and forth, yes.
Now, your family has a long history of military service. Talk to me about that moment that you came out of basic and your family saw you in uniform for the first time.
Oh, my goodness. When I came out of basic training, my mom was excited. She was real reluctant about letting me go in at
mm-hmm.
such an early age. You know, she had to sign off on the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But she was real hesitant. But when it was all said and done, and it was like it was a new me. I felt a new me, you know,
yeah.
more discipline, more structure, you know, everything that your parents try and tell you. I guess it doesn't hit home until you have a drill sergeant yelling in your face and
mm-hmm.
poking you in the forehead with the brim of his hat.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, coming home, you know, I felt like a better person. And stepping off the plane, my mom saw me. I mean, it was everybody. Everybody was just happy. We were all happy,
mm-hmm.
overjoyed.
Now, why did you pick the Army? I saw your brother was a Marine.
Yes, you know, I honestly wanted to go into the Marines, but I'm going to be honest with you. I chickened out. I got scared. I did. And then now I say if I had it to do all over again, I would have done the Marines.
Uh-huh.
But then again, you know, I was like, well, I should have done the Air Force. But I say things happen for a reason. The Army had the better recruiter. Their incentives and bonuses, you know, were better than those that, you know, going around the state. Because I listened to all the recruiters. And the Army just seemed to be the most motivated branch, the most, they seem, I mean, willing to take you in, to help you out, to, I mean, uplift you, build you up into that soldier. At the time, it was be all that you can be. And they were, that was the motto then, and they were willing to help you be all that you can be. And that's it. They have, honestly, in life, helped me to be all that I can be.
Yeah.
I always retort back to the first Army thing. But that's why I pretty much chose the Army. I chickened out on the Marines and the the Air Force sounded good, but the Army sounded better.
What would be your advice for a teenager considering military service?
Oh, I would encourage any teenager. I don't care if it's just a two-year term. Just they and they do have a new program where you could come in for a year just to see if you like it, you know. And I would encourage anybody to take that chance and step out because the military offers so much. I'm not just medical and dental. I'm talking education. I'm talking they can, you know, help you buy your home. They can help you travel and see the world is a big thing, and that's my thing. I mean, they keep you moving, and with the military, you get so caught up in the move, you know, when you do actually sit down and you, you know, you'll be like, hey, I've been sitting here a little too long. I want to branch out, and I want to do this. The military motivates you to do bigger and better, so I would encourage anybody, I'm talking anybody, to come, to just put that foot forward and try it.
Yeah.
Just try it.
Sounds great. How old are you?
How old am I? Now, you know, a lady never tells.
I know. I asked, and one lady said, that's not a very gentlemanly question. And I said, well, sorry.
I will tell you, though. I'll be more. I'll tell you. I'm 33 years old.
Okay. Well, that's not old at all.
Or I should say 33 years young.
Yeah. What high school did you go to?
I went to Harlem High School. I graduated with a class of 1996.
All right. Now, your family still lives in Augusta?
Absolutely. Well, my mom lives in Grovetown, and I just bought a house before I left there. It's right outside of the main gate of Fort Gordon in Augusta, yes.
We were thinking to maybe talk with your family as well and do this maybe a story for Flag Day, kind of about you and your service and your family's service and that kind of thing. Make it a bigger story just about you know, family, military service and that kind of thing. You said she works out at Eisenhower?
Yes, yes, she does.
Or actually, if you're going to be in town for 2 weeks, we could maybe meet in person and do an interview just as a family in general.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
That sounds wonderful. Just tell me when and where.
Okay. Well, when are you going to be stateside?
I'm due to get home. I want to say around the 26th or the 27th of June.
Okay. All right. And is there a phone number I can reach you at, or maybe your mom?
Yes. You can call at either 706-496-6408.
Okay.
Or you could call my mom's phone at 706-627-1526.
All right. And what's your mom's name?
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Adams, A-D-A-M-S.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for your help. I appreciate it. It was nice talking with you.
Well, it was wonderful talking with you as well, and I look forward to talking to you when I get home.
Okay. That sounds great. You stay safe out there.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Talk to y'all soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.